Hello, everybody. Welcome to Being the Best Version of You, Success Habits Podcast Series, Season 1, Episode 10. I can't believe we've already covered 10 episodes. I'm Dr. Priyanka Chhabrawala, Success and Life Coach, your host for today. And I have this great vision of inspiring change in the lives of 100,000 people. So thank you so much for joining me and partnering with me in this beautiful journey ahead. Today, we are going to be talking about a keystone habit. What is the importance of building a keystone habit? Some people also call it as a cornerstone habit. So what is it exactly? It's a habit that affects many other behaviors of our life as well. For example, some people, if they exercise in the morning, it sets a great tone for their entire day. That day, they notice they tend to eat healthier, they tend to swipe their credit card less, they feel better, and they make better decisions overall. They make small wins throughout the rest of the day. So that small action of exercising set up an entire chain of other actions that made them feel good. This is what's called a keystone habit. Habits form a very, very important part of our life. They're reflexive thoughts, feelings, or actions that help us live our lives normally without having to think each second. Studies show that roughly 45% of our everyday behaviors are related to habits. In the book, The One Thing, it clearly shows us that not every habit matters equally. Rather, some have an extraordinarily heavier influence on us and our actions. These habits are called our cornerstone or keystone habits. If you find yourself stuck with a bad habit, you may find that it's actually a symptom of another more ingrained bad habit. So keystone habits may either help us flourish or drain. It can be either one. They act as catalysts in our life and shape many other behaviors of ours. They are the building blocks to create long-lasting positive change in our lives. Admiral William McRaven quotes that his habit of making his bed every morning set the tone for his entire day. No matter how hard the rest of his day was, he could be proud of the way it started. And that sense of accomplishment from that one small habit carried the positive tone for his entire day. Sounds strange, right? But it actually works. Try it out. The important thing is to keep that habit, the initial task, simple, easy, only a few minutes a day, so you can start building from there. So what are the kinds of cornerstone habits we can focus on building in our life? For your spiritual life, try starting out your morning with 5 minutes of meditation at a quiet place. There are many apps available these days, like Headspace, that can help guide you and create the right conditioning for your mind. For your physical health, try to get at least 7 hours of sleep every night. Shut your devices and digital interaction at least 30 minutes before you shut your eyes to give yourself that time you need to unwind and mentally relax. Maybe a morning yoga session or a brisk walk each morning sets the tone for your day. If you tend to visit the vending machine or Starbucks each day to pick up a coffee, how about going to the same Starbucks or vending machine, but picking up a bottle of water or vitamin drink instead? For your key relationships, block out time at least once a week for a family dinner or outing with family. Decide that this quality time you're spending with them is as important as your work and other professional goals. For your business, do a review and goal-setting exercise for yourself at the beginning of each month to start off your month with a focus. So we know that, you know, these are important things to incorporate in our life. The question is, how do we build in time and how do we build in the memory that we have to do this new habit in a routine which is already jam-packed, which is already so busy? So we need to focus on only one thing at a time, one right habit to adopt. I've given you plenty of options, but just choose one which you think feels right for you. And just bring enough discipline to establish it as a part of our life. They say it takes at least 66 days on an average to form a new habit. But once you have ingrained it, it's very easy to actually maintain it. I'll give you an example. When you learn to brush your teeth, it must have taken so much effort initially. But now it's so reflexive and you actually feel weird if you don't brush your teeth. So think about it. What is that keystone habit you want to bring in your life? Maybe you already have one. How can you bring it more alive? How can you ensure that it catalyzes more positive behaviors for the rest of your day? Decide on one habit and try to bring it into a routine. And be aware of how your behavior, your thoughts, your actions, your reactions, everything shifts the day that you followed the habit versus the day that you didn't. It's going to act as, you know, the energy and the motivation behind continuing to do it. I hope you enjoyed the episode this week, and I'm looking forward to our time together in the future weeks. Stay tuned each week for more episodes.